This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, June 12th. God's word to you today is the Lamb. Our scripture reading is taken from John 1, verse 29, and it says, "The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and declared, 'Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" This is according to the New Revised Standard Version. The way John the Baptist used to describe Jesus is very different from that of the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, the body of spiritual leadership in Jerusalem. Whereas the spiritual leaders used the terminology of the prophets, that is, the Messiah, the Christos, the prophet that Moses spoke about in Deuteronomy. When John was referring to Jesus, he said, "the Lamb of God." John saw Jesus. He did not say, "Behold, the Messiah." Of course, Jesus is the Messiah. But John the Baptist chose to describe him as the Lamb of God. Amazing. Why did John the Baptist refer to Jesus as the Lamb of God? Was it that important? John the Baptist used the term Lamb of God because he knew that it will resonate with his Jewish audience. He knew that describing Jesus as the Lamb of God will make sense to the Jews, his audience, on three levels. Firstly, they understood the Old Testament Passover lamb. Please read Exodus 12. The Passover is a consistent feast for the Jews from the time that they were set free from Egypt. So when John the Baptist said, "the Lamb of God," it resonated. The second way it resonated is that there is a messianic prophecy in Isaiah 53 verse 7, which says, "He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth." The Jews were deep in scripture, so they understood that from a prophetic standpoint, a Lamb of God was being expected. When John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," Isaiah hit them, and they were amazed. Thirdly, according to John 2, verse 13, the Passover was actually a few days away. John 2, verse 13 says, "It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration, so Jesus went to Jerusalem." If all the next days are counted based on the way John, the son of Salome, narrated it, by the time we arrive at John 2, the marriage in Cana of Galilee took place on Tuesday. When you count back, this happened on the Sabbath, a Sunday. Meaning the week before Jesus shows up, the Jewish community was getting ready for the feast of the Passover, where they kill a lamb, symbolizing what happened in Egypt and what they are expecting from Jehovah. So when John shouted, "Behold, the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world," it resonated big time. They wondered, "Is this the Lamb of God, the atoning sacrifice?" The way they saw Jesus was totally different. The Jews that believed realized that this young man is our Messiah, our Passover. He is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Note that the scripture says the Lamb of God. It is the Lamb of God, not the Lamb of the high priest, not the Lamb of the head of the family, nor the Lamb provided by our earthly father. It is the Lamb provided by God, as seen in Genesis 22 verse 8, where Abraham said, "God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So the two of them walked on together. Let us pray. Father, give me the right words to reveal Jesus to my world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.